This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm pleased to welcome to the show Alexandra Knight, founder of Stamazing. Hello there, Alexandra, and thanks for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
That's great, and welcome to Just Women. So before we get started on all about Stamazing, which you were the founder of, it'd be really interesting to get some information about your background, how you trained as an engineer.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, so I actually originally trained as a mechanical engineer at university, and then went on to do a medical engineering master's because I thought I wanted to go into a medical engineering career and help people with my engineering skills. So after doing that, I did actually go and work in a small startup medical engineering firm, which was fantastic experience, really great fun, absolutely loved it. But I felt a bit of an itch to do more in engineering because engineering is such a broad field. There are so many different types of engineering you can get involved with. And I felt like at still quite a young age, I had so much more that I could experience. So I joined a consultancy, an engineering consultancy, and ended up working there for 11 years, doing all sorts of different engineering projects from defense through to power engineering, a bit of aerospace, more medical, a whole range. And it was fantastic. I got to travel to Thailand and work. I got to work with the Ministry of Defense, work on submarines. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it sounds very impressive. And what appealed to you about engineering as a career?
I suppose the main thing was the ability to make a difference through problem solving with the sort of the direction I'd gone at school, which was maths and sciences. And they weren't my best subjects at school, but I felt like taking them would open doors for me. And that's what my physics teacher actually told me once, was that doing engineering will open doors for you. And it's done exactly that, opened up a whole variety of possibilities in my career to make a difference in all sorts of different areas of society.
And it's interesting that you were also a former AMI engineer. So AMI is Surrey's waste collection partner.
Yes. So I worked at AMI for nearly 3 years after I left the other consultancy. And AMI was a fantastic organisation, a huge organisation, again, does a whole range of different types of engineering and services into the communities that they serve. And I didn't work in waste, I did actually one small project in waste. But I did a lot of work in other areas of infrastructure. So, for example, one of my projects at AMI was working on the Forth Road bridge crossing in Scotland, turning that into an intelligent bridge so we could monitor it and understand how to manage it more effectively. So that was fantastic.
Yeah, sounds very interesting, that. And so now let's bring us up to date then with Stamazing. So when did you start Stamazing and what is its aims?
I started Stamazing in 2019, actually, as a bit of a side hustle, you could call it. I was working part time at AMI and really enjoying my job there. I was a technical director there in the strategic consulting part of the business. But I wanted to do more, I suppose, channel my passion and enthusiasm around diversity and inclusion in STEM, and STEM being science, technology, engineering and maths.
Oh, thank you for the explanation.
And I really have been passionate around inspiring young people to understand more about STEM careers and go into STEM careers for pretty much my entire career, going back, you know, probably well over a decade. And I also have done a lot of work with inclusion in STEM. So I'm a trustee on the board of the Women's Engineering Society and very passionate about supporting women in technical careers like STEM careers and engineering particularly. But I just wanted to do more. I wanted to channel my energy into my own thing. So I set up Stamazing and never really considered that I would do it full time. But it just grew, and the sort of people's interest and the demand for it and my passion for focusing more on this grew and grew. So over lockdown and then by September 2020, I actually left AMI and very amicably and with their blessing to go and focus on running Stamazing full time. And the main aim of Stamazing really is to empower women in STEM to shine as visible role models and inspire our next generation of innovators and problem solvers. So it's about inspiration and inclusion in STEM.
And of course, you've now launched the Stamazing course, which is backed by Amy, which is teaching a 6-week STEM course of 5 to 9-year-olds in schools across Surrey. I'm assuming that must be online.
Correct. Yes. Yes. So the inspiration for this really came out of the COVID pandemic, where I'd moved doing my own STEM clubs, my Stamazing Kids clubs online. And also the work that I've been doing where I mentor women in STEM to support them to really sort of bring their whole self to work. I decided to combine those two things and create an initiative that supports women in STEM to be more confident being a visible role model, and then to link them up to schools to deliver some of the Stamazing Kids clubs activities that I do all online into schools. And I initially thought I would do this with a cohort, you know, sort of a test cohort of maybe sort of 20 women in the UK. But as more sponsors came on board to support it, I thought, actually, I can even just go a bit more ambitious in this first round. And now I have 45 women in STEM, not only in the UK, but also some in Europe, one in the States, and 5 women in Africa, who are all going through my training to be more confident and confident on camera, to then deliver the 6 weeks, as you say, 6 weeks of Stamazing Kids activities in schools.
How incredible. That's amazing. And so what I was very interested to hear about is that the fun activities that the children learn, such as making a jet-powered car out of paper, a balloon straw and wooden skewers, and lava lamps using vegetable oil, water, food colouring, and an Alka-Seltzer tablet.
Yeah. So we've got a whole range of 6 different Stamazing Kids activities. That the point being, because I have been delivering these during lockdown into children who are homeschooling, that all the activities had to only use really basic resources that you tend to have around the house anyway.
Yes.
So creating fun activities that each time they learn a new science or engineering principle, but create something that they can actually play with at the end of it. And that's why I'm targeting it at young children, because that's where we need to make an impact with, you know, tackling gender bias around STEM, who can or should go into science, technology, engineering based careers, and show them that it's not just for boys. And that's why I'm very passionate about all of my role models who are delivering these sessions in the Inspiration Academy being women, to role model that actually, you know, it's important for boys and girls to see female role models in STEM.
Indeed. And I see that 2 women from AMI are getting involved, Stephanie Phipps and Stunita July.
Yep. And another one, actually, Alex Keeler. So, so these women from AMI who are coming on board to go through the training and get really comfortable and confident delivering the different STEM sessions. And then they are matched up to schools in Surrey, and particularly in Surrey for AMI, but the other women are delivering all over the UK and also in different parts of the world, because we are focusing on schools that who have applied to be involved. But I've prioritised places for schools that have a high percentage of families on free school meals. So these are giving them the opportunities who maybe otherwise couldn't afford it. And that's thanks to the sponsors that we can do that and deliver all this for free.
Indeed. And what I'm very interested to hear about is the fact of how it actually expanded to Africa, because it seems that the details made their way via social media to women engineers in schools in Africa, Uganda, Zimbabwe and Tunisia. That sounds incredible.
Yes. No, I was completely overwhelmed by that, actually. And another sponsor that I have, a World Refrigeration Day, that has got links to engineering organizations in Africa, and the network and how sort of quickly this message got out there. And I had women applying from all sorts of places that I wasn't expecting, especially Africa. And I thought, you know, why not actually include these women in the first round, and I can learn how well this goes in different parts of the world with lots of different challenges, let alone the COVID situation all around the world, which is at different stages. and different barriers that we're facing.
Of course.
But, you know, even from speaking to the women who will be delivering these sessions in Africa, some of the schools don't have internet connections in the classroom. So to be able to deliver it virtually is impossible in some places. And they are looking at ways around that, like doing the sessions outside where they can do it, or doing it in their church community where they're allowed to come together. So it's incredible, really, when you get a network community of women who just find ways around the problems because they're so passionate and enthusiastic themselves about making this work.
That's brilliant. And now, of course, you're seeking further sponsorship, aren't you? Because it costs £5.50 per head to provide the materials. So how can listeners help? Can they make a donation?
So absolutely. I'm looking for support from organisations or even individuals. And it's being able to provide the resources to schools that can't afford it, so otherwise wouldn't be able to take part in the opportunity, is really important. And as you say, to provide all six activities for a child costs only £5.50. So a little goes a long way with this, because we've designed the activities to be only reliant on very basic resources.
And what sort of materials will you be buying?
So, for example, we just need paper, we need straws, we need balloons, we need some vegetable oil. We need, as you said, for the lava lamps, we use one Alka-Seltzer tablet that can be broken up into bits, and we do a number of different lava lamps. So it's basic stuff, but to create a pack, some of them, they're templates printed out on paper. So, for example, we do an amazing aerodynamics activity where we create lots of different designs of spinners made out of paper that fall through the air in different ways, so we can explore how air interacts with objects to do different things. And for that, all we need is paper and blue tack, and it's a super fun activity that the kids absolutely love.
It sounds amazing. So presumably, if the roadmap all goes according to plan in this country, you'll be doing the courses face to face soon.
Well, what I would love to do is to continue doing a blended approach, really, because doing it online means I can have women in STEM who are delivering to a school that they would otherwise not be able to access. But it is great to do it face to face as well. So where geography allows, then doing it face to face once COVID allows would be brilliant. But I will still probably do an element online, because it actually works so well. The kids really adapt to that so well. And it's just, you know, it's almost as effective, and means that it breaks down so many barriers that would otherwise be in place.
And what sort of response have you had from these courses?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been fantastic. So many schools in the UK have been contacting me, asking to get involved. I mean, I have had to turn some schools down at this stage because we haven't got enough women to deliver. And I was really overwhelmed. One of the live webinars I did with the women, when I was explaining, I've had to turn some schools down. And I just got a barrage of comments on the webinar saying, I'll do more than one school, you know, I'm happy to help and do more. And I actually burst into tears on the webinar because I was so overwhelmed. So yeah, we will hopefully be delivering these sessions to over 1,500 children in the first round of this in May and June. And then beyond that, when I run future rounds of this, hoping to impact even more children.
Right. And so what are your plans for the future?
So I'm planning to, now I've got this first round underway, more than halfway through. Once I finish this, I'm planning to open a second round later on this year and get more women in STEM through the programme, connect up to more schools, and hopefully continue to grow it from there if I can continue to get support from sponsors who can help really to provide the resources we need. And then, you know, really the sky's the limit, because I've already proven that geography is not a barrier here. And once we get the word out, hopefully more women in STEM will want to be a part of it, and also more schools will want to be a part of it.
Yes, and so I would imagine it will expand across the UK.
I really hope it will. Yeah, we've already got sort of coverage in all corners of the UK, as it were, from like the south of England up to Scotland, Wales and Ireland are already all involved. But I would absolutely love to grow it even further.
Well, that's fantastic. We wish you great success with that. So could you give us your website details, please, for people to get more information?
Yes. So people can see more at www.stamazinglimited.com. And one of my tabs is called the Inspiration Academy. And that's where they can get all the information about what we're doing and how they can contact me if they're interested in either taking part or supporting.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Alexandra.
Thank you. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks a lot. That was Alexandra Knight, from founder of Stamazing.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.